Hello and welcome to this special science podcast from the 2010 AAAS Annual Meeting in San Diego, California. It's February 19th. I'm Robert Frederick. The theme of this year's meeting is Bridging Science and Society. And in this short podcast, we'll hear about strengthening that bridge by ensuring the transparency and integrity of scientific research. Late last year, controversies erupted over historical climate trends and access to research data, a controversy commonly referred to as ClimateGate. In a late-breaking session organized by Ralph Cicerone of the U.S. National Academy of Sciences and James McCarthy of Harvard University, who is also a past president of AAAS, several scientists spoke about the responsibilities of individual scientists, as well as that of professional societies and scientific journals, particularly when it comes to integrity, accessibility, and stewardship of data. One of the scientists on the panel was climate scientist Gerald North of Texas A&M University. Science's Eli Kintish spoke with him after the session.
Jerry, you said earlier that you've never seen that things have gotten out of hand. What did you mean by that?
Well, I think the media, the bloggers, the commentators, and so on have turned this into a kind of entertainment game. And of course, that makes better news coverage and so forth than just telling the truth about things. And of course, it's highly politicized because some people, for different reasons, don't want any legislation to be passed. I'm sure as soon as legislation gets out of the way, this will go back to where it was. Nothing. Well, you know, it will be a pretty boring story again.
How do you think climate scientists are changing the way they do their work as a result of what's happening?
Well, I suspect that people are now attending more to what they say in emails. I'm sure of that. I'm sure that people are being more attentive to saving their data, keeping archiving, stewardship, so on. So, you know, this has not been all bad. And, you know, I think that we as a community need to step up. And some of these things have already happened. You know, editors, there is now more supplementary material available in science.
Specifically for science papers?
Yeah. Yeah, well, also for Nature. Nature does this.
Climate papers, though.
Yes, for all papers, actually. So there now is supplementary material that's published online that anybody can get to. So that's all there. And there are, I don't know yet how well editors are tuned in across the way, but I suspect the ones from American Meteorological Society and American Geophysical Union are paying attention. But, you know, I think things are happening. So I think it's all, you know, this is good. This is not bad. So not everything about this has been bad.
Why did this panel get put together at the last minute? And what was your message that you were trying to say?
I think that it has to do with the title of the, and of course the climate gate undoubtedly stimulated some of it. And so Ralph knew me very, very well, having done this report before. Ralph Cicerone is the president of the National Academy of Sciences, and I talk to him from time to time. So there's concern about the broad sweep of science. Are we losing credibility, and what ought we to do about it, and so forth. So I think that's what caused this to happen.
What are some of the concrete steps that you feel scientists should do now to build up that credibility?
Well, I think that when the National Science Foundation awards a grant to a pollen picker or an ice core grabber or a sea core grabber, in fact, see that, the sea cores are very, very well archived because it's much more like the space program. Huge amounts of money and huge teams have to do that. And so it is very, very carefully quality controlled and archived. But some of these others are a little bit more ragtag, you know. They're individual small groups. They'll be out in the field. There are safety concerns. There are all kinds of things that happen on these expeditions to polar regions or tropical regions. And sometimes safety or one thing or another will overtake some of the things they consider to be a nuisance. And so, you know, but now I think probably people are going to be more accountable. Feet will be held a little closer to the fire.
You said there's concern about, are we losing credibility with the public? Do you think this is about as bad as this issue has been with the public?
Well, I've never seen anything quite like this in my watching science go by. I don't think I've ever seen anything quite like this. But then, you know, over the years, there was not the sort of outrageous commentators on television and radio and so on. So, you know, now you factor that in, and little things like this can be exploited for a political advantage. Let's just take the Himalayan thing, which there was an error made having to do with whether the Himalayan glaciers would recede at a certain rate or not. And so it was learned by going into a little investigation of that the information was not drawn from peer-reviewed scientific paper, but from something perhaps less credible than that. And so an error crept into the report. It really was a very, very minor, tiny, tiny point. And the working group two, not working group one, but working group two of the IPCC report, I mean, that thing can be blown totally out of proportion. And just like the Mann article, blown totally out of proportion. And still after this poor man. So I feel very sorry for him and what he's having to go through. He's a young scientist trying to make his way, but he's been under great pressure.
Thanks for your time, Jerry. Mm-hmm.
Sure. Hope it's helpful.
That was Science's Eli Kintosh talking with Gerald North of Texas A&M University about ensuring the transparency and integrity of scientific research. This has been a special science podcast from the 2010 AAAS Annual Meeting in San Diego, California. If you have any comments or suggestions, please write us at sciencepodcast@aaas.org. The podcast is a production of Science Magazine. Jeffrey Cook composed the music, and I'm Robert Frederick. On behalf of Science Magazine and its publisher, AAAS, the Science Society, thanks for joining us.